Now, as I pointed out to you, we can use the third Kepler's law as formulated by Newton, applied to two bodies that are gravitationally attracted to each other. Okay? And in the case of the stars, the lucky break that we have is that over 50% of all stars are members of binary star systems. That is, two stars gravitationally bound to each other. That is, two stars bound to each other by the force of gravity. Okay, so I have two stars that are bound to each other by the force of gravity. One has a mass m, the other one has mass that I'll denote with lower m. And then the third Kepler's law, as formulated by Newton, tells us that if I take the radius of the orbit and raise it to the power 3, and then divide by the orbital period squared, that ratio will give me the sum of the masses of the two stars. Okay? So all we need to do is measure A and P and then calculate the left-hand side, and that will give us the total mass of the two stars.